Okay. This is the resumption of the open session of the Pacifica National Board. It is now midnight, April 2nd or 3rd, whichever you count, 2020 on the East Coast. And we are resuming the meeting. Is Mr. Tatum on the call?
Looking. 2, 2, 3, 2, 7.
Oops. Alex, I'd like to move to extend for 15.
No. He's not on the call yet.
Okay. We have a motion to extend for 15 minutes. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to extending for 15 minutes?
I object, Robin.
Okay. We have an objection. And Grace, could you take the roll on that?
Yes, Mr. Tatum.
Sure. Second. Okay, to extend 15 minutes, Grace Aaron votes yes. Robin Collier?
No.
Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay, Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay, Lyndon Foley? Jan Goodman? Heather Gray?
Yes.
Okay, Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Dwayne Lark?
Present.
Do you vote yes or no to extend for 15 minutes?
No.
Okay, Ralph Pointer? Sandra Rowland? Lawrence Reyes?
Is this to extend to populate committees?
No, I don't know. Probably.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. John Rhodes?
Point of information, that's not true.
No, I didn't say it was true. It's just to extend for 15 minutes, that's all. John Rhodes?
You ready for me? Yes, so I vote no. I changed my vote to no.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
Yes.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Sorry. I'll vote no.
Okay. James Agerton?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy Sorden?
Yes.
Okay. Aki Tanaka?
Yes.
Okay. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Right. Tom Voorhees?
Abstain.
Okay. All right. Lyndon Foley? Dan Goodman?
I'm sorry. What are we voting on?
6-10 for 15 minutes.
Lyndon Foley's here. Yes.
Okay. Do you vote yes or no to extend for 15 minutes?
Extend this entire meeting for 15 minutes?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
Goodman?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Dwayne Lark, did you vote?
I voted no.
Okay. Ron Pinchback voted no. Sandra Rowland? I don't know how Ron Pinchback voted. How did you vote, Ron? I put the answer in the wrong.
No.
No.
Okay. Sandra Rowland? Not here. Okay. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Yes. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 no's. And one abstention. Okay. 11 yes. Five no's. Let me make sure the no's. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, no. We have 6 no's, I think. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 6 no's. 1 abstention. 11 yes, 6 no's, 1 abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote yes.
Chair, this is Lawrence. Does that require a 2/3 vote?
It does, and it does have a 2/3 vote. So we're extended for 15 minutes.
Okay. The next item on the agenda is approval of the creation of ad hoc committees. Should we try to have one motion to for all the committees, or take one at a time?
I vote for one motion.
The point of clarification, point of information, are you just ask? Excuse me, may I have you recognized?
What is your point of information, Ms. Goodman?
Are you asking if we would be willing to just reestablish all of the ad hoc committees instead of having to go one at a time? All of the ones that were active last year?
We have a series of motions on the committees. I'm going to start reading them. We have it doesn't make sense to do more than one at a time. So let me read. Here's the motion for the Strategic Planning Committee. I'm submitting this motion. Be it resolved that the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board that was established in 2018 be continued for the remainder of the 2020 term of the Pacifica National Board. The mandate of this committee is to coordinate all efforts to develop a comprehensive plan in cooperation with the Executive Director and the Chief Financial Officer of Pacifica, as well as other PNB committees. The goal of this strategic plan is to place Pacifica on a firm financial footing by establishing a schedule and plan for the payment of debts, for meeting ongoing operational expenses, and for investing in the future. This will require a comprehensive approach that includes but is not limited to an assessment of the overall financial picture of the Pacifica network and each of its units, an assessment of programming content and how it could be improved, a review of business operations, a review of governance structure, a review of development, marketing, and outreach, integration of broadcast radio technology with new forms of communication, a review of the affiliates program, partnerships with other nonprofits with a similar mission, and developing new revenue streams. The membership of the Strategic Planning Committee shall be constituted as follows: one director from each listening area to be elected by the full PNB in an IRV election, one director representing the affiliates to be elected by the full PNB in an IRV election. The chair, vice chair, and secretary are members of the PNB, are members of this committee. In addition, the interim executive director is a full member of this committee. That's the motion. Do we have a second for that motion?
Chris Corey.
Are you seconding, Corey?
Yes.
Okay.
Point of information.
What's your point of information?
The PNB voted last year to have two affiliates directors on that committee. Are you changing that?
Yes, I am.
Ron, I like the concept, but I need time to digest exactly what you're asking for there, okay? And so I can't say I need to support it or object to it. There needs to be some discussion here. That's all. Thank you.
Okay.
This is Grace for the check. Grace for the check.
That's great.
Okay. I think it's unrealistic to think we're going to get through this agenda tonight. This is an important discussion about these committees, and we need to have nominations for the committees membership. So I would like to suggest that we continue this meeting on some evening this week, next week, and I suggest Tuesday night.
Also,
we're all stuck at
point
home
of order.
Anyway.
Hold on. Chair.
Launch to the stack.
What is your point of order, Paulina?
We just voted to extend for 15 minutes to discuss to continue the meeting. I don't see why the nominations are in.
I don't see why we shouldn't consider them until we run out of those 15 minutes.
Okay. Point of order is if I, when you make a point of order, you're saying some rule has been broken. There's no rule that's being broken here.
I apologize. I meant to say a request for information.
Okay, that's not a request for information.
Lawrence, to the fact.
Okay, I'm making a motion. Can someone motion. Second it? I'd like to continue
Robin
this meeting.
It. I seconded it, yeah.
Okay, good.
We have a motion for a continuation meeting. It's not, I'd like to check with Mr. Tatum, but I do not believe that is debatable. Is that correct, Mr. Tatum?
That's debatable. Well, what you talking about?
It is debatable, yes.
It is debatable. Okay.
The reason why it's debatable is because you can amend the continuation date and time.
Oh, okay.
Mr. Chair, I wish to amend. Chair, I just asked for the fact. This is Lawrence.
Yeah, Lawrence, go ahead.
Thank you. I just submitted a request for a special meeting for tomorrow. I'd like us to get on this. The listeners have been waiting because we were under court order, and we need to move on this, not on Tuesday. I believe we need to move on this on Monday. So I move to amend that we meet tomorrow. Let me finish.
Okay.
Thank you. That we move to meet tomorrow at 8 o'clock Eastern Time and 5 Pacific Standard Time, 7 Central Time, to meet the populate committees and to go into an executive session for a confidential matter.
I second, Paulina.
But that's a request from 3 directors, Wayne, myself, and Paulina.
The only thing you can amend is the date of a continuation meeting. You cannot add to that a new agenda item. So I will take your amendment as an amendment to, instead of continuation meeting on Tuesday, as Grace's amendment has it, that you'd rather have the continuation meeting tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. That's good.
Okay. And Kalina, did you second that?
I did.
Okay. Is there further discussion on the amendment? Okay. Are there any objections to the amendment to have a continuation meeting tomorrow night instead of Tuesday night? Seeing no objections, then that passes, so that that becomes the main motion now, and we have to now consider it as the main motion. Are there any objections to having a continuation meeting tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time? And we will resume exactly where we left off on the agenda. Okay, seeing no objections. This meeting is adjourned. We'll see you tomorrow night.